This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
What's upset you now?
I just don't think that there's enough signage around for people to be able to live their lives to the full. And it's doing my absolute head in. The older I get, the more I am becoming frustrated with the lack of signage that tells me where I need to go. As far as I'm concerned, this world could just be covered in arrows and do this here, do that here, you know, especially with regard to supermarkets in this, you know.
Oh.
With the different bagging area bits where it's like, where's the bagging area? Where am I putting my basket?
Oh,
it should be locked in. It should be government policy of people saying, this is here, and it's just clear. And it's just these small things that are kind of battering me down every day. And I just feel like I'm getting weaker and weaker. And it's things like a cereal not having its price on it. And I'm like, come on, Rob, you've got to be strong in this world. But it's like, you know, when things come at you from a strange angle and you're like, I only want to know what price that cereal is. And I just can't get over how much of my soul it's taken over.
What do you think's a reasonable price to pay for a box of cereal?
Do you know, I've just been listening to that Baz Luhrmann sunscreen song, you know, the lyric.
Yeah, I love that song.
Well, when he's saying, when you get older, you will fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and all this shit. And I am fantasizing that when I was young, I didn't have to pay like a shed load for a box of cereal. I think £4.5 for a box of
small
Weetabix with the chocolate bits in is too much. That for me should be £2.50, Matt.
Hang on, have you made that price up?
No, it's true. That's how much they are,
£4.5p. What?
Yeah, yeah. Christ. Well, they've started doing that thing with the club card now, right? So
yeah, that should be illegal.
Well, I was listening to an episode of this where you were talking about the meal deals with Alan Carr, I think, and saying how good meal deals are. Well, I think you can get the old price meal deal for like £3 in Tesco's now if you've got a club card. I mean, I did that the other day when I got some coconut, flipping coconut water, a sandwich, and some a bag of squares. That's another thing that's pissed me off.
Did you just say flipping?
Yeah.
Did you say that to not swear, or do you actually use that word?
I do say flipping, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard a man that doesn't have like white hair say that. Did your parents not swear in the house? Do you not swear?
No, I do.
What do you swear at then?
I think.
Because I swear too much. I'm one of those mad people. I swear in text. I don't know why I type that. Paul, I don't think you swear in text.
I definitely swear too much in real life, which is something I'm trying to work on. I don't like it. I think using words like flipping is a really good thing to do.
I don't. Well, just don't have flipping and don't have fucking. Don't just cut, leave it.
Cut the flipping?
Yeah, cut. Get rid of the flipping.
Cut the flipping. I ain't cutting the flipping.
You mother flipper. Don't flip and tell me what to do.
For flip's sake.
You flip off, mate.
I flipping knew this would happen.
Yeah, I'm not fucking cutting the flipping, you fucking
If you think I'm going to stop saying flipping, you can go fuck yourself.
Right, sorry. So you're talking £4. Sorry, £4 five.
£4.5p for a.
The five is so cunty. Yeah, the 5p, just like fuck off. £4. Sorry, flip off. Four. Just make it four. Like, how greedy are you?
I reckon we can get another 5p out of these flippers. I saw a can of pineapple Fanta yesterday in HMV for a start. Just stay out of this. You've got no business selling cans of pop in HMV.
100%. 100%.
But for a can of pineapple Fanta, Rob, how much do you reckon they're asking for that in HMV?
A quid.
£3.99. For a can of pineapple Fanta?
No, I think that, but this is what's happening with the craze of all these American candy shops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's become acceptable for, shops that don't normally sell Fanta. Oh, let's get a can of Fanta in. And it almost becomes more than itself.
Yes. Like,
well, it's just a can of Fanta. But I live near a internet cafe and they've got bottles of Coke and things like that. And a can of, what's the can of orange drink that it's called like Mandarin? It's not Fanta, it's like Fanta ripoff. Anyway, they are 75p a can. And I said to the guy, like, you could get
fair
more.
Play.
You could charge more for this. And he said, no, everyone else is really expensive around here. So everyone just comes
in the trend.
Yeah.
It's so weird that you say that. Because that's so fucking weird. I've always said that the internet cafe is the only thing I've ever experienced where you leave going, I can't believe how cheap that was. Like, you get to go, read the email, print it off, and it's like 10p. And you go, the reason I've come here is because I don't have a printer. Like, you could fuck me here. I'm here because I have to be, not because I want to be. And you've just gone, yeah, call that 10p. You're like, you could call that a fiver. There would be nothing I could do. I would have to do it. So big respect to the internet cafe.
Well, I've had a different experience than that because I needed a cable that goes from the bottom of my Yeti microphone. You know, it's not like it's quite a chunky insert and with a USB on the other
That's
end.
That's what she said.
And I went in there.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's on, don't worry.
I think your Yeti mic broke out, sure.
You got your Yeti mic out?
I got my Yeti mic out. And I needed that cable and I needed to do some recording. And I said to the, have you got this cable? And he said, yeah. I said, how much is that? It was like £10. I was like, are you taking a piss? That's too much for that cable. And it was just like, yeah, that's how much it is. So
how do you know it's too much? If I gave you a tenner, you couldn't make that.
Well, the same goes for a can of Fanta. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I like walking. I like walking on pavements, but it's really getting to me now. The older I get, the more I feel like I'm moving for people. And I just think, why am I the one who is moving out of the way for people? I make other people's lives easier and they don't even notice that I'm making their lives easier. And I think that that is the kind of thing that can turn someone to the dark side.
You don't look like you're ever in a rush.
How do you know?
No, I'm saying you don't look like you do. am I right? You also don't sound like a guy that is in a rush.
Well, I got a review for one of my shows and it said I had like a sloth-like delivery.
It's very calming. You could do a sleeping app. I would fall asleep to your voice.
Well,
especially if you brought your Yeti cable.
Sean, are you eating?
Am I eating?
Yes.
I have got some cheese in my mouth.
I think that constitutes eating, last time I checked.
Well,
unless you're planning to spit it out.
What cheese are we talking?
Extra mature cheddar.
What, have you just cut a bit off?
Yeah.
Like on a chopping board?
I actually asked my girlfriend to do it before she left.
Oh, before you go, chop us off a bit of cheese, would you? Strange request.
Sorry, I didn't realise you could hear that. I wasn't chewing, though.
No, but I could just tell you had food in your mouth.
Yeah, it was either cheese, you know, when it's in between your gums and your lips above there. I love that. That's my favourite place to store
Gloopy.
Food. Yeah. But go on, you were saying?
I can't remember.
Well, I was saying that I could fall asleep to your voice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In a good way.
I think that what I've tried to do is, like, carve myself out a life where I don't have to rush around too much. Hey?
How do you do it? Me and Paul can't do it. We are always running late.
I think you've just got to, if you're getting a train, make everything 15 minutes earlier. So go to the bus stop 15 minutes before you would. And then...
Oh, no, I can't do that. Fuck that. I'd rather be late. I'd rather be late than early.
You'd rather be late than early? That's interesting.
Yes. Oh, I don't want to be stood on my own at a bus stop.
Why not?
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah, well... I was going to Southampton the other day and it was at Waterloo and I got there with 3/4 of an hour to spare, which is ridiculous. That's even too long for me. But there was these two girls walking and they had these big bins that said Kit Kat on the side and they were giving out these new bags of Kit Kat bite things.
Amazing.
And
when that happens.
I kept going back and I got like four bags.
In disguise. Take your jacket off, come back. Yeah. Speaking with a French accent.
Now, they were getting absolutely mobbed, so there was no way that they could recognise me.
Yeah, oh, great.
But that was something...
How many did you get?
I got four bags.
Brilliant.
But you know, like in Marks and Spencer's, where you can get those chocolate brownie bite things that come in the tubs?
Rocky Road.
No, they kind of... They're more, the chocolate brownie bites, but they taste like them and these new Kit Kat things anyway. Because they were free, everyone was so pleased. People were buzzing because, you know, everything's going up so much. That is the antithesis of £4.5 for a box of cereal, isn't it? You know, and so when you do get something for free now, or I feel like the world is kind of turning in the wrong direction, when someone does do something good for you, like, whoa, hold on, this is great.
The world is turning in the wrong direction. I think the world has always been turning in the wrong direction, hasn't it?
I don't know. I think this is it. Like, when you're younger...
Paul thinks it peaked at the 90s.
Oh, really? What year?
I reckon 97.
So you reckon until Labour got in power, basically?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I mean, it wasn't really a political
point. I know it wasn't. No, I know you weren't making a political point, but that is interesting that... Because I suppose that's when then... That's like then when...
Like 99.
Liam Noel at the Downing Street.
99 was a terrible... Like, I think was a bad year. It just sort
Why?
Of feels like... I
mean,
it just
that
feels
was the
like,
year of Limp Bizkit.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought, yeah.
It just sort of everything started to go a bit...
With the new Woodstock.
Then. The new... Yeah, that Woodstock. It just kind of like, you know... And I think the 90s was in decline. I'd say, it peaked at 97.
fucking hell, isn't that weird? The 21st century.
98 was not that great, and then 99 was, yeah.
21st century has been a fucking disaster.
Awful.
Yeah.
What an awful couple of shit decades. And they have been that has basically been my adulthood, which makes a lot of sense.
Actually, 98 wasn't that bad on reflection. I mean, I don't know what this sort of conversation is, but yeah, I mean, anyway.
The conversation is when Rob said the world is turning in the wrong direction.
Yes.
And I'm just saying that I think it's been that way for quite some time. Mm. I don't in my life ever remember, apart from that summer where Southgate got England to, was it the semis?
Yeah.
Or was it, it was in the semis. That summer is the only time where I remember people just being like, the world.
That was a good summer, yeah.
Is amazing. That's the only experience of it in mine. Other than that, everyone's just been like, this is shit.
Yeah, that was when I went and saw, when the Euros was on that year, I went and saw Liam Gallagher at Finsbury Park.
I went to that, yeah.
And I was there and there was this group of
lads. Do you want to be a spaceman?
Yeah. There was this group of lads behind us and they were taking it in turns to piss in a bottle and then one of them at the end drank it all.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It wasn't all good that summer then.
It wasn't. That was
pretty good. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Isn't that meant to be good for you? Or is that one of those
not when it's other people's piss,
apocryphal. Yeah.
Another thing I'd like to talk about is light-hearted words used in serious situations. I think innocent smoothies have got a lot to answer for this. Where, like, I need to go to Liverpool on the train on Saturday, right? And because of the train strikes, tickets aren't available on the train line. And so I messaged Avanti on Twitter. And they said, I said to them, hello, I'm trying to get to Liverpool on the 22nd of October from London, Euston, but they are currently unavailable. Will there be rail replacement bus service? And they said, they replied and went, hey, Rob, the strike action planned on the 22nd of October. And so the timetable is yet to be confirmed. Once this has happened, we'll be able to pop tickets on sale if you set up an alert here and we'll email you. And just the word pop pissed me off so much. I just don't want any of that niceness in
nicety.
And it's the same with like bank websites. I think that like HSBC bank website, you log on and there's like a picture of someone in a camper van looking out to sea or something. Like, just give me that. I just want the numbers. I want to log in and I want it to be a serious situation nothing to do with creativity.
Honest fucking hell. I go onto my Lloyd's app and have to fucking look at a stupid picture of a fucking horse in a fucking field.
Yeah.
Flip off.
That was the fantastic Rob Orton. Rob has a new book out called I Strongly Believe in Incredible Things, which you can purchase at roborton.co.uk, along with tickets to see him live. Thank you, Rob.
Now, if you want to hear more of What's Upset You Now, remember, you can listen to our hour-long exclusive Patreon episodes every Monday by just signing up for only £3 a month. That's less than a coffee a week. Come on, man. Well, that's a coffee a month. You can find that on patreon.com/WUYN or just tap the link in the blurb.